It's time for Rhema for Today.
Any of you ever been there where you've seen a witch doctor do some things? He can do some things. The medicine man can do some things. But it can only go so far. The power of God can always stop it and always will stop it. But when you are in those situations and you're dealing with those situations, you cannot become afraid in any shape, form, or fashion. You got to really, that's when you got to be bold. I was with my dad in 1958, just graduated from high school, in a room with a woman that was, now there's a lot of people yielding to the devil. But when you're possessed of the devil, it's a different story.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen with his teaching, Power Trip.
You know, Satan sends people in and among the flock of God to deceive them. And actually, most of the time, these people sometimes get into leadership positions and they manipulate people. They're super spiritual, or seem to be. And it's because they always want something from you. I believe in prosperity and I believe in receiving from God. And I believe we can. But I get upset at these people that they take almost every scripture and turn it into a money scripture. Anybody ever notice that but me? Hello? The Bible, you need to take it in context. It ain't even talking about money, but they turn it around to be a money scripture. And if you ever notice, at the end of their message or whatever, they always take an offering and trying to manipulate you into giving. Now, I believe in giving. The Word of God talks about it. But if you ever notice, I don't take a long time taking offering. Because I don't believe in manipulating people into giving. I believe in telling them truth about what God's Word says. And if they get involved with it, it'll work for them. But all my persuasion, if they go ahead and do it just because I'm persuaded them to do it, it won't work. I've been in this all my life, people. I've seen it from the word go. And I learned what I'm teaching to you from one of the greatest teachers of the Word of God that this past century has known. And that's my father. He was as balanced as they come. He believed in giving, but not get over here. He believed in all of it, but don't get. In fact, Harold wrote a book, All Things Are Possible. He was writing a history book of the charismatic, and he mentioned everybody. And when he got to Kenneth Hagin, he said, this is the most well-balanced teacher of the word in the charismatic movement. He has been the same since he started preaching till when he wrote the book there in the mid-70s. And he stayed the same the whole time. We need to realize that Satan can implement some things that would make you think it's God. All you got to do is go to the Old Testament. Exodus 7. If you want to turn there. Starting with the 10th verse, so Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, and they did so just as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. But Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, so the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. Now, every man threw down his rod, and they become serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up theirs. You know, it looked like the devil could stay with God. He could, right till the last part. You know, I had a entertainer say this. You know, I'm just saying what he said. And he had grown up in the church, and he knew what it was to be, what the power of God was. He said, when we are on the stage and involved, there is a power that helps us. That's what he said. Pseudo power. The power of the devil. But it can only go so far. We need to get on the power trip with the right power, knowing, you see, you know, we don't need, now a lot of people, oh, you start talking about evil powers, people get afraid. Talk about familiar spirits, people, no, don't get afraid. Just understand it, know what it is, know that the Word of God talks about it. And know that you have the greater power. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. That's the power of the enemy. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. And then 1 John 4:4. Greater you are of God, little children, have overcome him, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Now, sometimes when you start teaching like this, some people get a little quiet. But there haven't been Dad and would teach about this, and there was some how many remember when there was some teaching about this back in the early charismatic days and during the, but there hadn't been a lot of teaching about these things. And we need to realize that they are so. The devil has some power. If you don't believe it, you go over into some of the countries. And those witch doctors, they can do some things. Any of you ever been there where you've seen a witch doctor do some things? He can do some things. The medicine man can do some things. But it can only go so far. The power of God can always stop it and always will stop it. But when you are in those situations and you're dealing with those situations, you cannot become afraid in any shape, form, or fashion. You got to really, that's when you got to be bold. I was with my dad in 1958, just graduated from high school, in a room with a woman that was, now there's a lot of people yielding to the devil. But when you're possessed of the devil, it's a different story. And I saw him. He put a lot of people out of the room. He said, y'all got to get out of here because y'all are too afraid. Man, he looked her straight in the eye. He never took his eyes off of her. And he was strong and bold and said, come out of her in the name of Jesus. And that thing said, I don't want to. In a funny voice. Later on, the woman talked, and it wasn't even her voice. It was using her voice. It was, and Dad just, holding her by the shoulder, said, I said, come out in the name of Jesus. And she screamed and fell to the floor. And in a moment, she opened her eyes, and she said, where have I been? Because that thing had completely controlled. But he told me, he said, son, if you're dealing with the devil, you got to be bold and you can't be afraid and you got to take charge. I've been there. I've seen the witch doctor cause things to raise off of the ground. That's the evil power in operation. But when the power of God is around, you can stop the power of the devil. I remember back in Daddy, I wasn't there, but Dad told me this story, and you may have heard him relate it himself. He and another minister, actually, he was holding a revival for this pastor, and there was a guy in town, and he put up a tent, and people were flocking there, you know, and he was doing all sorts of things. And so they went to the meeting, and they sat out in the back of the meeting. And sometimes these guys that do this, they're playing some kind of music in the background. Anyway, he was trying to operate, and he wasn't being able to. They were sitting back there saying, "In the name of Jesus, I rebuke devil power." And finally, he got up and he said, "Hey, I can't operate," to those two guys right back there. And he pointed at Dad and this other pastor, "Leave the building." Why couldn't he operate? Because they were sitting back there binding the power of the enemy. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but we need to realize that the enemy has power.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, God's Greater Glory, Bring Revival to This Generation. Next is Lynette Hagin's 3-CD series entitled If I Can, You Can. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Deep Roots in God. All these items are for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Denise Hagin Burns and Lynette Hagin.
Living Faith Conferences, August 16th through the 18th. We're going to be in Stanton, Virginia at Victory Worship Center. Pastors Ray and Liz Eppard. And then where are we going from there?
Newcastle, Delaware, August 19th through the 21st, yes, at Seeds of Greatness Church, Pastors Jerome and Lisa Lewis. They're awesome people, friends of mine.
Yes.
So if you're in the area, join us.
Yes. And then guess what, Denise? We get to go back to Texas.
All right. Back
to
Texas.
I was born. And, well, we were all born in Texas, because I would not leave Texas until you were born in
Texas.
That's
right. I know. I'm a Texan.
So we're having a Living Faith Conference in Conroe, Texas. That's August the 30th through September the 1st at Change Point Church, Pastors Alan England. So if you're in that area, I would encourage you to come.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Power Trip. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.